The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. It was said in the Psalm 23. And today we say so with the whole church as we celebrate the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. As we celebrate this feast, we should renew our faith in Jesus Christ as the true King of our hearts, life, and communities. Knowing that if He is our King, and we recognize Him as so, it has consequences for us and for our life. If He is our King, we must know and follow Him. And of course, we must love Him. Know, love, and follow Him. We are called to be His disciples, as He is our King. We must do also our best, building up His kingdom among us. Knowing that it is a kingdom of truth, life, holiness, grace, justice, peace, and love, as Jesus preached and taught us in the gospel. And if He is our King, we must be ready to pass the last exam, the last test. I was asking the Spanish community, the youth and the children, if they like the exams in the school. Most of them, they say, they don't like it. You have to be prepared, and you never know what the teacher is coming with questions or what kind of questions. So they don't like it. Perhaps we don't like it also. But the gospel tells us today that there will be a final test. And Jesus revealed in the gospel to us how will be that last test. How will be the day of judgment. And how love and mercy for others will be the central part of that final test. We Christians, His followers, the followers of Jesus, to live our life striving to find a way to serve others, to serve our communities, to serve our neighbors with the love for Jesus and for them as a main motivation to do it. We should strive to find a way, not to find excuses to do any service in the community, because perhaps that is our attitude. And we prefer just to keep the distance. We all are invited to take part and to love those around us, and especially the less fortunate. And as I say, love for Jesus and love for others should be the motivation of our involvement, should be the motivation of our commitments with the community. Our first life purpose should be to serve and to love, especially, as I say, the poor, the needy, the migrants, the oppressed, the forgotten, the neglected, the outcasts of our world and in our society. Just a few questions for our reflection this week. Are we ready and open to serve and to love the less fortunate? Perhaps we are ready to serve our friends and our family. That is easy. Not all the time, but at least we try. But to love the less fortunate? Do we know the needs of those living around us? Had you noticed the number of homeless that we have in Aiken? What can we do to help them better? Do we recognize Jesus in those suffering around us? Heavenly Father, help us to renew our faith in Jesus Christ, your Son, the King of the universe, the head of the church. Help us to renew our faith in his teachings in the gospel, having him as our Lord and King. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.